I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Spring is coming on strong in West Virginia, and with that comes the return of the hummingbirds. Time to start thinking about putting out that big red feeder. We'll tell you a little more about that coming up in a moment.
Ahoy there! How's the fishing?
Shh! You'll scare the fish!
Fishies love the safety pirate. Now tell me, have you taken a boat and safety course?
I have.
Oh, but did you know it's dangerous?
To speed on the water? Yeah, I know.
Arr, smarty pants, are ya?
Stay safe on the water this year. Learn the boating rules and always wear your life jacket.
And remember to boat smart, boat safe.
A message from the National Safe Boating Council.
Hummingbirds provide literally hours of enjoyment for backyard bird enthusiasts. The tiny creatures are among the best flyers in the animal kingdom. They are almost insect-like in their appearance and their form in the air. Kathy Leo with the DNR says we ought to start hearing them hum any day now.
Actually, in the southern part of the state along the New River, I wouldn't be at all surprised the next warm day that you might see hummingbirds. And generally, as you go through the higher elevations, it's a little bit later in the month of April. But people should be getting those feeders ready and be hanging them here.
And Kathy tells us they are an amazing sight to behold, especially during their mating season.
In the early spring when they come in, you'll see the males actually do sort of a courtship flight. And they'll fly in these huge pendulum arcs back and forth, back and forth. And I guess that's to attract the female.
Now, in reality, those feeders we put out are as much for our own enjoyment as they are for the benefit of the birds. Leo says, either way, though, they are a nice addition to your yard.
There generally are plenty of natural nectar sources out there. About the only time that I think that they might help the hummingbirds is particularly maybe in the early spring, before a lot of flowers are out, and in the fall as they're migrating and they need a lot of energy to get them through. Through the summer, there's generally plenty of natural nectar.
And certainly you can buy commercially produced nectar, but making your own is very easy.
Actually, sugar and water probably works even better. We tell people to use a solution of a one part sugar to four parts water, and not to make it any stronger than that. It's about as close as you'll find to the natural nectar.
And be sure to keep that feeder clean all season long.
The best thing to do is to probably clean it first, since it's been sitting around through the winter. And we recommend a solution of 9 parts water, 1 part bleach, and then rinse with vinegar. That's something you need to do all year long, or all summer long, actually, is to make sure that you keep that feeder clean. Once the warm weather hits, you should probably be taking your feeder down and cleaning it every 3 to 4 days.
And, of course, the best feeders will be in the red color, because that's the color that seems to most attract the little critters, and they do provide hours of backyard enjoyment for many months to come. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.